Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. So today we're going to talk about vibration in relation to you. Now everything is vibration. There are many words we can use for vibration. The word energy is interchangeable with vibration. Many of you have heard the word chi. It's just a word for vibration. And so the totality of all vibration is what we have named God. So everything is vibration. I'm going to have you meditate on your vibration because each individual soul has a unique vibration. To help the intellect comprehend that, think about you being an instrument or a musician in an orchestra. And you are playing this instrument and projecting your vibration into that setting. And together, all of the vibrations make this beautiful music. So today we're going to practice some of the things we know about how to deal with vibration. First of all, you are spirit. You are not your physical body. You are not any physical thing. You are not any of your creations. You are spirit. And as spirit, you have this unique vibration. And you also, right now, have a human body through which to allow this vibration to flow. What an opportunity. It's unbelievable. And it's very important to understand, to see, to know, to experience in every way your unique vibration. And there are a lot of reasons why it's important to know that vibration. One is to make sure you're not sending somebody else's vibration into the world, that you're sending yours and what you intend to bring into the world. The other is to begin to identify if you're sending the vibration that you choose and you wish and you are here to provide the world orchestra with. And so it's like we have to get to know ourselves. I'm sure all of you have heard every teacher say, know thyself. Well, that's what we're meditating on today. Know what your vibration is. And how successful are you right now in bringing it into the world? So let's start with the number one thing that we all know about how to affect vibration. And that is
grounding.
You got it. I like this group. Everybody remembers grounding. So I want you to take a nice deep breath and close your eyes. And create a flow of energy, a vibration between you and the center of the earth. Let that vibration flow from the energy center near the base of your spine, your first chakra. And let it flow through the chair and the floor and the earth until that vibration, which is your grounding, reaches the center of the earth. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware that you, the spirit, are manipulating energy. You are taking charge of vibration by grounding. Anytime you have that spacey feeling of not being focused or in charge, you can regain control of your vibration by grounding. Take some nice deep breaths and allow your body to experience being grounded. Now remember, you are spirit. Allow that bright light to come to the top of your head. Just stop there for a moment and vibrate. Let your vibration start to move through the body. The top of your head is your crown chakra, and this is where you know. Let yourself vibrate and know your vibration. Now bring that unique vibration that's you down into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Remember to breathe. And be aware of your vibration flowing through your body. This is you, the spirit. Vibrate at your level. Let the body experience your vibration, your level of energy. Now we're a kindergarten here. We deal with the basic level of spiritual information. And without this, it's difficult to go beyond. Take a moment and enhance that grounding. I know many people in the healing arts who've said, oh, thank God for grounding, because they tend to absorb other people's disturbances. And it begins to disturb them. And with grounding, they're able to release. Take a nice deep breath and experience that vibration that's you vibrating through your body. If there's anything that doesn't vibrate the way you do, let it go down your grounding cord. It's a wonderful way to let go of things that do not belong to you. Say hello to your body. It's the vibration that is surrounding you. Say hello to yourself, the spirit, now abiding in the center of your head. What kind of vibration are you bringing into this body? So you, the spirit, have established a home, your body, with a particular vibration. And then you, the spirit, come to and through that body to create what you're here to do. That's vibration. Most people have completely forgotten that they are spirit and that they can manipulate vibrations. You just changed vibrations by grounding and focusing your light into the center of your head. You change the vibration of your body by consciously allowing your unique vibration to flow all the way through the body. And now we're going to take a moment and meditate on anything that's disrupting your vibration. So be in the center of your head. Give yourself permission to get in a playful mood, because you are playing with vibration. Now I want you, from the neutral space in the center of your head, just be aware of anything within the system of your body that doesn't belong to you. It doesn't make it bad because it's moved into your system. It just means that it's in your system where it doesn't belong. It could be something that you picked up on the freeway coming here. Maybe you passed someone who was angry, who shared. Or maybe you're still carrying something from a sibling when you were growing up. Or maybe you resisted a teacher and got caught with some of their ways of operating. Just pick one thing at a time. Start to release those things that don't belong in your vibration, allowing them to go down your grounding cord. Healing can be fun. It's about letting go. So think of this like going through your closet and letting go of the things that don't fit, that don't appeal anymore, that you no longer want. As you're cleaning this environment, your body, let go of anything of yours that you no longer want. Could be some belief you held near and dear until you were 12 and then you forgot to get rid of it. Play with vibration and let go of those that no longer work for you. Remember to continue to fill your body with your unique vibration as you release these things that don't belong within you or that you no longer want. Your vibration can continue to flow in, replenishing, rejuvenating. Once again, take a nice deep breath. Just let go of any peripheral energy there. Let it go down the grounding cord. Be in the center of your head and let that bright light that is you shine. Let your vibration shine through you. Now, we're always communicating with vibration constantly. I want you to start by tuning into your unique spiritual vibration. So let yourself float up just a little tiny bit above your head, on the top of your head or a little above your head. And be aware of what you are like, separate from your physical body. Now, we're a kindergarten, so we translate things into a language that the body can comprehend. So I want you to translate your vibration to a color. When you let yourself perceive your unique vibration separate from the body, and you translate it to a color, what do you get? This isn't what's happening in your body now. This is you, the spirit. Now, I want you to translate that color to a word or two or three. As an example, maybe the color is bright green. It could mean healing or growth. Translate it for yourself. Don't get caught on what you think that color should be. Simply listen to yourself and you will get the information of what that color represents. I want you to tune in to the vibration you are putting into the world. What are you giving to yourself and everyone else with your vibration? Hopefully you feel totally joyful as you get in touch with your bright light, your unique vibration, and what you're bringing to this world. What we want to do today is get in touch with our unique vibration and notice if we have anything stored within our nice body that's disrupting our beautiful spiritual vibration. Aha! So slowly come back to the top of your head and come right into the center of your head, that neutral place where you can be in the body without being overwhelmed by the body. So right now, from the center of your head, tune in to one thing in your body that's deflecting that beautiful spiritual vibration that is you. It could be an emotion like fear or hate, grief or guilt. When you've discovered one thing, let it go down your grounding cord. Remember, your spirit. You can manipulate vibration. So if you discover the vibration, for example, of hate, you can let it go down your grounding cord. And you can fill that space with your unique spiritual vibration. Amazing. And suddenly there's less hate in the world, and you're much more comfortable. Now pick one more thing that's deflecting your bright light. And let it go down your grounding cord. Maybe it's the amazing intellect. We might nickname it busy brain. Let some of that go down the grounding cord. Remember to breathe and fill those spaces that you're clearing with your unique vibration. Now let's pick one more vibration in the body that's deflecting your bright spiritual light. Let it melt away. Just flow down your grounding cord. Maybe it's a desire to help everybody else instead of yourself. It's hard to give people water from an empty bucket. Nice deep breath. Now allow yourself the spirit to be there in the center of your head and in the present moment. The present is where your body abides, so you can listen to its heartbeat and its breathing to help you come to the present. Be in the vibration that is right this second, right now. Allow you, the spirit, to focus here. You, the spirit, have the ability to play through all manner of illusion. The body does not. Be here in the body's experience of the present. If you want to know how to get along with the body and flow through the body and bring your vibration into the body, ground and be in the present. It's very simple when you are aware that you are spirit and you are vibration. You are spirit, and you are the creator of your experience, and everything you're creating is vibration. Be in the present moment and use your grounding to continue to just generally release deflections of your energy, your vibration. You, the spirit, coming through your body. Let's talk to
one of my favorite teachers, Jesus, who became a Christ, is a fantastic teacher about vibration.
One of my favorite stories about Jesus playing with vibration was when he changed water into wine. That's manipulating vibration. We can manipulate vibration and change our grumpy selves into a happier self. So take a nice deep breath and say hello to Jesus the Christ. Yes, he is spirit. We are spirit. You can communicate with this soul at any time, any place. Say hello and get into the present with Jesus. Now, I'd like for you to talk with Jesus about vibration, specifically your vibration, and allow yourself to receive information from him about any ways that would help you to change your vibration. Ask Jesus for healing and receive the assistance from this great soul to shift your vibration. Ask Jesus to help you, the spirit, better communicate with your body. Remember, the body's a low vibration. You, the spirit, are a high vibration. This is a place where it'd be very helpful to increase your grounding because you now have a higher vibration in your body. Thank Jesus. Be aware of yourself. Be in the center of your head.
Now let's play a little bit more with vibration. So everybody create right above your head a bright gold sun. And let that vibration of bright gold flow into you. This is a neutral energy. It's also very helpful in putting your attention in present time. Allow that gold vibration to completely fill your body and every cell in your body, neutralizing, cleansing, healing. So we're going to take the last few minutes of our meditation time for our favorite thing, and that's a quiet communication with God. So you can be in the center of your head, or if you prefer, sitting on the top of your head, and say hello to your God. I'm going to give you a few minutes of silent communion with your God. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware that you can communicate with your God at any time and any place. God is always with you. It's up to each one of us to keep our attention on God. Be in the center of your head. In order to bring your attention back to the physical world, you might want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to return your awareness to the body. Use your grounding to let go of anything you'd like to release. Readjust your vibration to one that's comfortable for you. Some of you may wish to release some of the gold energy. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Just bend forward and release some energy from your head and shoulders and arms. And when you're ready, sit up. Hello, hello, hello.
Copyright 2011 by Church of Divine Man. Meditation with Purpose since 1976.
All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.